This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. In Colorado, there's a lack of critical mental health services for children. That is according to a class action lawsuit filed against the state in federal court. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The three unnamed plaintiffs are all teenagers, hospitalized recently with severe mental and behavioral health disorders. Robert Farley, the lead attorney on the case, says all were eventually stabilized and released, but with inadequate follow-up.
And the services they receive are not sufficient to correct or ameliorate their behavioral condition, and then the cycle repeats itself over and over and over.
Farley says the state, using Medicaid dollars, can't deprive kids with mental health disorders the same intensive treatment they'd get if they had, say, an intellectual disability. The state said that it would not comment on pending litigation. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Fort Lewis College in Durango is getting rid of imagery it says dishonors Indigenous people. Tomorrow, storyboard panels on the campus clock tower will be removed in a special ceremony involving tribal leaders and elders. Lee Bitsoy is the Associate Vice President for Diversity Affairs at Fort Lewis.
More thought should have been taken into consideration when the Indian Boarding School era panels were set up and selected. And they're inaccurate and they're a disrespectful depiction of what the boarding school experience was like.
Bitsoy says the panels will not be destroyed. Instead, they'll be added to Center of Southwest Studies for a more thoughtful exhibit.